My name is Kevin Shepherd. I'm a high school teacher over at Grand Valley High School in Parachute, Colorado. I teach AP US History, and for a project, several of my students will be interviewing veterans dating all the way back to World War II. We are working with veterans at the Community Living Center in Rifle, Colorado with Jeff Landstrom.
My name is Jeff Landstrom, and I'm the marketing director at the Veterans Community Living Center in Rifle. And just a little bit about our building. We're a 24/7 skilled nursing facility that caters specifically to veterans, their spouses, widows, and Gold Star parents. While we're one of five similarly purposed facilities in the state of Colorado, we're actually the only one on the Western Slope. And from the moment that Mr. Shepherd and I began talking about this project, I was immediately excited and ready to get it done, because this building really just contains a wealth of knowledge for anyone interested in learning about critical and pivotal times in our nation's history.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Wilkie. I'm a Grand Valley High School student, and I'm here to interview Dave Wodash on his experience with the Turkey and Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, well, when I was at Shaw Air Force Base, I went through the Cuban crisis. We were like 236 miles away from Cuba. So if they wanted to hit us with a missile, they could have done it any time. Would have done a lot of damage. And we were flying recon missions over Cuba with the aircraft we had stationed at Shaw, which is RF-101 and an RB-66. We used the RB-66 for night missions because they dropped photo flash cartridges, and then they took pictures with that. And RF-101 was a fighter, and they flew over Cuba taking photographs of, you know, what was going on.
So I have a couple questions, and I didn't actually know which war you'd be participating in or what branch of service you were in, so I just have some general questions. What was the biggest difference you noticed after you got back, after your participation in the Air Force?
It was interesting. It, I think, gave me a lot of experience to, you know, do what I was doing, because I became a police officer after I got out of the service. I was a police officer for 9 years in Boulder, Colorado, and then Durango, Colorado, and then I went on the Colorado State Patrol for a while. I was there for just not quite a year, and I went to work for the Colorado Highway Department and did that for almost 21 years. And I finally ended up coming here. I've been here for going on 6 years now.
Do you think your experience influenced any of your political decisions or decisions on where you got a job or how you raised your family?
Well, I think so. I don't like to discuss politics at all. With politics and religion, you can't change anybody's mind. You're already made up, so I stay away from those discussions.
How old were you when you joined?
I went into service when I was 17 years old. And my dad signed a paper so I could get in. I guess I followed my brother. He was in the Air Force, too. And I don't know why I decided to just go in the Air Force, but I did.
Do you think your decisions later in life would have changed if you had joined at a later age?
Well, to me, you're always changing every day. And, you know, your attitudes change from day to day. You know, what you do and what you end up with is part of your life. And, you know, I've gone through a lot of different situations, you know, in my experiences anyway.
What advice would you give someone who was me or Jordan's age?
Well, you know, I enjoyed my time when I was in the service. You know, and I think a lot of people, if you want to join the service, yeah, as you get older, you know, it's a good opportunity to get, you know, a good experience and learn. About it.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening today. We're just so thankful for organizations like KDNK and educators like Mr. Shepherd, who are in the business of empowering youth education and are motivated enough to make these types of hands-on learning experiences happen in communities across the Western Slope.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Grand Valley High School, and KDNK.